From East Cowes to the Needles, this is Vectis Radio, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport.
Well, that was Mark Winter, Venus in Blue Jeans, obviously before my time. But Nessie, who's my special guest, was dancing away to that. Had to stop her, force her into a chair, because she's here to come and talk to us. So, hello, Nessie.
Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, move a bit nearer the microphone.
Ooh,
for us.
Is that
yeah.
Better?
Oh, yeah, we can hear loud and clear now. Yeah, yeah. Now, Nessie, you are a dancer.
Uh huh.
And I want to know why, because you live on the Isle of Wight,
yes.
Why are you at a college in Barcelona?
Well, I study at the Institute of Arts in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And, the thing that makes this school different is because it's an international school.
Yeah.
So there's like 28 different nationalities within my class, and everyone, so you get people from America, Sweden, I'm trying to think of other countries now, Germany. So it's a really kind of diverse class, and it's all speaking, kind of, it's all English speaking.
Yeah.
Of course, so everyone has to speak English.
Yeah.
So it's you get the cultural immersion within your own classroom, which is nice.
And why did you choose to go there, or were you invited to go there? How does it work?
Well, I auditioned as you do for dance colleges and universities.
Okay. What, you had to go over there to audition?
No, because it's an international school, they audition all around the world.
Yeah.
I just went to audition in Pineapple Dance Studios in London, and I got it, and I was really, really happy about that. And I just decided to go there. So it's a really, really great school. Well, probably the benefits of it is the fact it's in Barcelona, so it's nice and sunny and warm, and we're only 2 minutes away from the beach. And,
When are you going back to Barcelona then?
On Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it's just normal term times, is it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's basically like going to a university or conservatoire in England, except your classmates are from all around the world. Your teachers are from all around the world, and you're studying in lovely studios, which are right next to the beach and the sunshine.
Okay, well, it sounds like a good move.
Yeah, no, it's really, really fun. I'm really enjoying
it. Okay. For our listeners' benefit, then, I know you're a dancer because I've seen you, and I've also seen you on the back of the bus,
which
we'll come on to. We have to ask you about that one.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned it earlier. Mm. Everybody's intrigued.
Oh.
Yeah. But how did you get into dancing in the first place?
Well, I started when I was very, very young. I think I was 2 years old, and my gran took me to a dance class, which I went to Krista Correa's in Ventnor, which I think was Krista Bell's back then. But it was just kind of dancing for fun. And as her school grew, obviously more people joined, and we started doing exams. And it's kind of progressed from there.
And do you want to make it your whole life? I mean, is it your whole life already?
It pretty much is. It's my passion, and it's also what drives me, and it's what I love. And I think that's the best kind of job you can do, is to do what you love, and you never work a day in your life.
But you still had to go to school and do stuff, didn't you?
Yes, I still had to go to school,
How did that work out then? Did you have to really focus on your school exams as well?
Yeah, I did my GCSEs, and I was really lucky with my option choices, because I managed to do dance, drama, music as part of my options, and textiles as well.
Okay.
And I managed to get all of the ones that I really wanted to do. after my GCSEs, which I did all right in, and it was, again, it's just finding that balance for like revising. I think anyone making like choices for whether it's A-level or GCSEs, just do what you love, because you're doing it for 2 years, and you don't want to be... like tied down with something. Doesn't matter even if it's a sensible choice, as your parents might say, if you don't love it or don't have a passion in it, you're never going to put the work into it.
Good advice. Were you put under pressure to do all the academic stuff, or were you left relatively free to pursue your dream?
Well, within my options, my family have been really supportive of what I love doing.
You've got to say that, haven't you?
Yeah, I have to. But I went to Christ the King, and they had quite a wide range of like academic subjects as well, and we kind of had to do them as like a standard. So I had to do my triple science, and I did my maths early, so we had statistics as well on top of that, and we had to do both English language and literature. So the pressure was on in that sense, that was kind of everyone kind of had to do that, and then we had our option choices on top, and we had four option choices, and this is just at GCSE level, and I managed to get good grades. I was happy with all my grades of all of them, so But after my GCSEs, I didn't stay on for A-level. I ended up doing a BTEC level 3 diploma, extended diploma at the college.
Yeah.
And that was in performing arts. So that, okay. that was a nice progression on from my options, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I saw you once or twice, maybe. Mm. You were on the stage, weren't you? Acting, not dancing.
Yes.
Do you still do that as well?
Acting. I haven't done much acting recently. Over the summer, I was in The Musketeers, Return of the Musketeers.
Oh, yeah.
Which was at the Ventnor Fringe.
Part of the Ventnor Fringe, yeah. Yeah.
Patrick Barry organised that.
Patch.
Patch. You might have seen him with a sword. he organised that. I think that was the last acting thing I've done. But I have done a fair bit beforehand with the St Lawrence Village Players as well, and just like little pantomimes and stuff.
And do you live in that part of the island then?
I used to live in Knighton, but it's quite funny now because ever since I moved to Barcelona and I've kind of come back, my family have moved house to St Lawrence. So I'm suddenly in this new house. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where anything is. But it's funny to see all my bedroom furniture all squished into a different room.
So they move without telling you. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, they did tell me. I just didn't really get to see our new house really much before I left, and now I've come back and it's a whole new house.
Okay, well that's fascinating stuff. When we come back, we'll talk to you about a bit more about the burlesque.
Yes, the burlesque.
And why you and you, well, it's your bum, isn't it? Is on the back of a bus.
Me and a few others.
Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still on the back of buses. I saw it earlier, actually.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, everybody's intrigued. We'll be back.